Play Ball. Hot off the press, handicappers from Wager Talk, Sports Memo, and The Gold Sheet have collaborated on the 2023 Wager Talk Media MLB Betting Guide. From World Series odds to regular season win totals and everything in between, this year's betting guide features previews on all 30 teams, all six divisions, and season-long awards like the Cy Young, MVP, and Rookie of the Year. Each preview contains key roster acquisitions and departures to help you get up to speed before opening day. Visit wt.buzz/MLB23 to download your free guide, and we'll see you in the batter's box.
Hey guys, welcome in on a very happy Thursday to you here as the NBA. Nice four-game slate here tonight. We do have some updated line movements, some questionable tags here, who's in, who's out. We got a few of these games here to go down and go over, and we'll see if we can find a couple of edges and a few spots we like the most, and we'll do it, of course, today on the NBA tip-off show with three of our favorites here as the pen in the house, Ralph Michaels, ready to roll. The prop god, Andy Lang, is here. And Mr. U Capper in the house, Sports Memo here, host of Triple Double, guys, that you can check out on sportsmemo.com as well as here on Wager Talk. Gentlemen, not the biggest cards. Of course, there is some other basketball games going on around the country here. That'll pique some people's interest. But hey, an edge is an edge. And it's an intriguing four-game slate. Did anything make your card here tonight, Ralph, in the association that you liked?
Yeah, I have a five-play package. Three March Madness plays, an NHL play, and the NBA play. The NBA play one of the games we're going to talk about, so I'll give it to you free here as my best bet.
Oh, I love it. All right, Ralph Michaels over at Wager Talk. Check him out as well as Andy Lang, who no doubt has got a prop or two up his sleeve here, I'm guessing, tonight. Andy, what's going on there?
Quite a bit. I have an NBA best bet, too. We'll just give it out for free here. We're on a 6-0 run, so we're excited. Ooh. To kind of... yeah, keep the undefeated streak going. So we'll play along and have everyone play along with us tonight. So we'll do that at the end of the show. Only four games, but very bettable card. So a lot going on. We've got a huge golf tournament going on right now with plays every day. We've got lacrosse play that's up. We're undefeated since we started giving out those. So a lot of obscure sports, but a lot of profits coming in. So busy, busy week for us.
All right, man. Tickets cash the same, no matter what the sport is there. So talk to us here, U Capper, sportsmemo.com. Intriguing slate of games here tonight. Did anything make your card we should know about at Sports Memo?
Yeah, just like Andy said, only four games, but there's a lot to like. So I actually have five plays as well, all in the NBA today. And ooh, I'll give my best bet as well. It's going to be one of my premium plays too. So sounds like the viewers are going to get a lot of free plays today, especially coming from the premium card. Same with Andy about the obscure sports and all that stuff. We know UFC is huge this season. I'm number one at Sports Memo with the UFC, and I know Andy is number one over at Wager Talk. So we need to link up, Andy.
Damn right. Got some UFC battles coming up here too as well. So, yes, there's a lot of ways to cash a few tickets here coming up, guys. We'll start with our contrarian play of the days, the contrarian gods. Intriguingly enough, took a look here at this four-game slate, and the Magic looked to be a nice opportunity here. Until, of course, the 4:30 report comes out here, and Jalen Brunson and Mitchell Robinson have now been added to that list of questionable New York Knicks. We did see this thing drop now to 2.5. Hey, listen, it's still a home dog here, Ralph, and it's not like we can trust the Knicks. They haven't been great over this recent stretch. So no Brunson, maybe no Mitchell, maybe neither. Makes it kind of hard to go the Knicks way, or does it?
Well, you look at the Knicks, you know, they're 12-5 their last 17 games, but they've lost back-to-back games and they're only 3-5 their last eight. Ninth game is an away favorite. I thought the Knicks would have been an away favorite more than nine times. I will say this, in the previous eight games this season, they have gone 7-1 against the spread as a favorite on the road, including 5-0 since January 1st. So the Knicks have proven when they're on the road as a favorite, they can win. Two interesting trends I want to bring up, Joe. When you look at away favorites with no rest against a rested opponent since 2018, the league is only 40.4%. So that is a fade situation. But when I looked at the Knicks with no rest, they're actually 7-4 ATS this year and 4-0 ATS since February 5th. I will say this, though. They had a much healthier lineup in those games that they covered with no rest previous to perhaps missing two guys here. I look at the Magic against winning teams, 14-7 ATS, a solid 67% number. All of those situations have me leaning with the contrarian gods and going with Orlando. But, you know, I watched a couple days ago, I tuned into the New York-Orlando game, don't ask me why, and it really looked like an all-star game. The Knicks shot 56.5%. They allowed 61.4%. So I went to the database while you were introducing the two guys. Since 1995, there have only been 31 NBA games where a team has shot and allowed 56%. So if you thought you were watching the All-Star Game defense a few games ago, you were. New York's defense, no better the last game. They allowed Miami 57%. So with a sieve defense and a team with no rest off a physical Miami game, I got to agree with the contrarian gods.
All right, Orlando, not a bad look here. Knicks have covered just one of their last five games after a loss, so it's an intriguing spot here. Andy, is there anybody in particular we should take a look at in this one as well?
Yeah, you know, I worry about betting on some of the Orlando Magic players because, you know, they're not dependent on one guy for, you know, all their rebounds and all their points. So I feel like they spread it out quite a bit and it can be tough to predict. But I got to say, Franz Wagner keeps going over his points, rebounds, and assists. He got a slight uptick in points and shooting percentage this month, and it's really letting him just get over his points, rebounds, and assists total. So this month, when he plays more than 30 minutes, he's gotten over this total in 6 out of 7 games that he's played for over 30 minutes. The game he went under, he had 26 PRA, so he's only under by the hook. So is he going to get over 30 minutes? You know, I think so. He's, you know, he's one of the leaders in minutes on this team. The last game that he did not get over 30 minutes was a blowout, and he played 28 minutes. So, you know, it's a close line. The books are predicting a close game. I don't see why this would be a blowout. The Knicks back-to-back in Miami and Orlando. So I think this is a close game. I think Wagner stays in the game for this magic number of over 30 minutes. I'll take 26.5 PRA and keep riding the hot hand of Wagner here.
Ain't broke, don't fix it with Franz Wagner there, absolutely. And you, Capper, Raul Cabang, talk to us here, man. You trust the Knicks in this spot at all? A little bit?
I kind of do. I mean, like, you kind of talked about it in the beginning, right? Is this really going to be a contrarian play if Brunson and Mitchell are both considered out, you know, towards the end of the injury reports? Yeah, that's going to be tough to call whether they're going to be contrarian or not. But I do like the Knicks on this side here. You know, Ralph brought a lot of great stats that I was going to bring up as well. You know, the second of back-to-back, the road favorite situation as well. If you dive deeper into it, though, you can find even more stats to really push towards the Knicks side. You know, Ralph mentioned the road favorite situation, 7-1 straight up and against the spread. If you face them against a conference opponent, That turns into 5-0 straight up and against the spread with a large margin towards the end of the game. That the second leg of back-to-back games, he mentioned that 7-4 straight up, 7-3-1 against the spread. But if you include that they're on the road in the situation, they're also undefeated there, 3-0 straight up and against the spread. A lot of things to me are pointing towards the Knicks side. You can back the Magic as well. Home dog situation. Ralph mentioned how they do against teams with a winning record. But one thing that I did notice is, towards the end of December, there's a trend here where after the Magic win, they don't come back and follow it up with another win. They're only 2-15 straight up, also 5-12 against the spread following a win, an outright win since late December. I think it was December 27th or something like that. For me, I feel like they're not in great form offensively, right? I think 23rd in the offensive rating the last five games. I can only look towards the Knicks way here. I can also maybe look towards the under. I think the Magic struggle offensively in this game. I don't think they back it up with another win tonight.
Ah, so you're not expecting a little win streak here to get going tonight for a load of hell in Orlando. All right, Knicks, it is hungry for a win here. Should be a good one here. The contrarian gods are thinking Orlando, the home dog, may be the way to look. But we do have, of course, a featured matchup here tonight, an intriguing one as well. And again, it's not the biggest slate here, guys, but it will keep it in with the New York teams. And look at this Brooklyn Nets team, who, yikes, just can't seem to figure it out. +4 right now, taking on a team that they just played and got smoked with. Cleveland laying it, though, at 4 there, 219. Is this total, does anything change here, Ralph, from what we just saw, or are we getting much more of the same?
Well, okay, Joe, thanks for, giving me the segue there. I went to the database, and since we've started having these back-to-back games in the same city, I went back and looked at the last several years. There's only been 35 times when a team has won a game as an away favorite and has been an away favorite against the same opponent in the regular season. 23-12 straight up, 65.7%. 18-16-1, 53% against the spread. So nothing real positive, nothing real negative. But again, at least you're aware. Oh, I'm on the Cavs here. You just look at the situation for the Cavs. You know, they were missing Jared Allen in the middle. And when you look at the two games against Charlotte and two games against Miami, what happened? You saw the defense allow 50, 51, 51, and 56% in that four-game span. Then against Washington, they allowed 52%. We saw them against Brooklyn with Allen back allow only 44.6% shooting. We saw the offense top 50% in each of the last three games. And you look at Brooklyn's D, 50-plus percent the last two games, four straight losses in a row, both straight up in ATS. You look at the Nets as a home dog. They've only been a home dog four times since February 10th. Guess what? They're 0-4 ATS. You look at the Cavs as an away favorite. They've clearly done well in that respect. 8-0 straight up, 7-1 against the spread as an away favorite. And Ron will attest, when we talk about trends and angles, it's as important to know what the ATS margin is. Did you cover those games by 1 or 2 points and perhaps they were, a last-second missed shot that got you to cover? No, Cavs have covered those games by 9.7 points per game as road chalk. Wow. That and showing that you can win back-to-back games as an away favorite easily, I do back the Cavs, sir.
All right, Cavs it is for Ralph. Andy, intriguing spot from a prop perspective here. Is there anybody on these two teams you honed in on?
Yeah, quite a few of them, actually. I actually wrote a props article for wagertalk.com. There's quite a few props. I'll go with Spencer Dinwiddie, though, and I'm going to look at his rebounds. I'm going to look at his rebounds and assists. And I'll say why if you're okay with laying juice, you can just take his assists. So his rebounds and assists is 12.5. And that's -110. And he's really been an assist machine. He's been adding in rebounds as well. He had 16 rebounds and assists against Cleveland. He's gone over this total in 5 out of 6 games. And I mentioned his assists. He's had 11 or more in 5 out of 6 games. So that's really how he's getting this category done. His assist number today is 8.5, but it's minus 150. So if you think he's going to have another big assist game, just lay the juice and take minus 150. I kind of like the better number at minus 110. I think if he gets to this 10 or 11 assist number, he should be able to grab some rebounds and get over this total. So I look at Spencer Dinwiddie to keep going with his assists and rebounds tonight.
All right, good stuff there, Dinwiddie. It is Mr. Kabang. How you leaning in this one? Side, total? What are you looking at here in this matchup?
Yeah, you know, Ralph mentioned a lot of stats there that to back the Cavs, but I actually have something that backs the Nets here in this situation. I think when it comes to balance, when you're capping these games, you got to look at the league-wide perspective. You also have to kind of consider the current form as well. I think current form says take the Cavs and take the under, but from a league-wide perspective, I go back to 2019. Since 2019, if we have two teams with a winning record and the home team is looking for revenge, both teams also have a day of rest. In that situation, since 2019, 112, 73, and 4 against the spread, that's 60.5% hit rate there. But if you look at this season specifically, it's 20-6 against the spread. That's almost 80% cover rate over this course of a season already. The Nets were in this situation earlier this season. They did beat the Bucks outright. Obviously, it's a different squad this time around. But if you look at the Cavs, they were also in this situation as the opponent twice already, and they lost outright to the Heat and the Sixers. So to me, I feel like this is a situation, a quick revenge situation. This is something where I think the home team might be able to get it done here. I know there's a dogs of, 4 points or 5 points now. To me, this is something that I think that the Nets have to win this game to kind of position themselves in the playoffs here. But like I said, not all the stars are aligned, right? The current form says the Cavs, but the situational trend to me says the Nets. So I didn't make a bet on this game on the side or the total, but I do want to talk to you guys about a prop that I like. I did like Jared Allen. Andy Lang would agree with this, but the double-double for Jared Allen, I believe it's at minus – last time I saw it was like minus 110. He's hit the double-double against his former team, I think 5 out of the 7 times, but one of them pretty much missed by a single point. He's gotten the last 2 games as well. I think it's double-double only, or 2 of the last 3 he's gotten a double-double. Current form as far as like, last 2 weeks or something, he hasn't been too consistent with that, but I think he gets some motivation here against his old squad. Also, if you add a block to that, he becomes a plus money play. Plus money, a little single game parlay for Jared Allen there, a double-double plus a block. You can get it, I think, at plus 110, plus 120.
All right, good stuff there. Jared Allen focusing in on the Cavs here tonight, taking on the Nets. So I got a little something for everybody in that one. We'll focus on a total here, though, in one of these games in our overtime segment. And that game is going to, this is an intriguing one, isn't it? Didn't we just see? Oh, yeah, we did. This thing didn't even sniff 230 points last time we just saw this thing. 231.5. The big difference in this game, of course, is that there won't be any Paul George. But the market, intriguingly enough, hasn't really pushed this thing one way or the other from the total perspective. And again, Ralph, I'll come to you. Are we going to see anything different here than we just saw a couple of nights ago with these two teams?
Well, I don't think so. And my clients certainly hope not, because this is an actual client release on the under. I'll just double this. This is my best bet as well. Listen, when the Clippers are home, there's only one way in the world I'm going to look. I am never going to play the Clippers over the total this season. I promise you that when they're at home. They're 9-26-1 over under at home. And when they have a total under 234, they are 6 overs, 25 unders, and 1 push. That's 81.6% to the under. You take George out of the equation, I think it makes it stronger. And I have a league-wide system I'll share with you. When two teams are playing twice within 7 days, the previous game went under the total, and the total is equal to or less than the previous total, that's a 61% league-wide system to the under over the last 6 years. add it all together to me, again, only one way I'm ever going to go in this situation with the Clippers at home, and it's under the total.
All right, not messing around with it, man. Under it is. So what do you do, Andy, from a prop perspective, given the fact that the market's got this total set a little bit higher? We just saw it a couple of days ago, but there is no Paul George here tonight. Does it make you look one way or the other with these two teams?
Yeah, in honor of baseball season coming up, Joe, I'm going to throw you a curveball. My best bet is actually in this game, so I'm going to save it for the best bet segment. Oh, and I'm going to give you a prop from the game that we're not going to talk about, the Hornets game real quick. There's a really good angle in this one. Kelly Oubre Jr. over 21.5 points. He's gone over in seven out of nine games. And 2 games ago, he had a horrible shooting night against Philadelphia, and it was a blowout. It was just a complete mess. Only had 11 points. So I love the bounce back in the situation the next game, and he put up 28 points. Again, now, it was against my Pacers. So you could say 28 points was a little bit of a letdown for him. But I like his whenever he has kind of a little bit of a bad shooting night, he always comes back strong recently. So I look for 21.5 points to be a pretty easy number for him to get over. I'll keep riding Kelly Oubre over the points. And like I said, best bet for this game, which is a fine play, will be in the best bet segment.
Yo, I'm going to just give you a second to answer. Okay, not a problem there. FedEx trucks and the payphones, we're all over the place here, Andy. I appreciate that.
I don't have that ringtone on my phone. I don't even have that ringtone on my phone.
Appreciate the way you just rolled right through Kelly Oubre there. I do appreciate that. All right, Mr. Kabang, hopefully FedEx has delivered its packages and has moved on. Tell us what you think about this game tonight. Is it over?
The FedEx truck was right next to the... They were bumping some NSYNC like so loud. I was just laughing the whole time Andy was going through his breakdown. I was dying in the background. I don't know if you guys saw it, but... I couldn't stop laughing. He is gone now, and I want to talk about this underplay on the Clippers here. I know the Clippers were kind of struggling defensively post All-Star break. Actually, right when they started to pick up, when they picked up Westbrook, they were struggling defensively, but they figured it out. They're actually fourth in defensive rating the last, five games now, 110.3 defensive rating. Obviously, PG is going to hurt them offensively. Their offensive rating goes down about 4 points from 115 to about 111. Offensive rating without him. But the Clippers also, they've been an under team pretty much all season long, 26-9-1 at home specifically. They've been an under team at home. And if you look at the Clippers without PG and Kawhi in, because there were multiple games where both of them were out, but if we look at them specifically with Leonard in and PG out, 4-2 straight up and against the spread, but also 4-1-1 to the under. So I think the offense is going to struggle here on the Clippers side, but also the Thunder's offense have been terrible lately as well. 24th in the league in offensive rating last 5 games. So if the Clippers step it up defensively and the Thunder continue to struggle on the offensive side of the ball, I feel like it's one of those games where you see a team when a key player comes out. That's the Clippers tonight, and for the most part, I think it's going to be on the defensive side of the ball here. The Clippers struggled the other day against this squad to put up a bunch of points, but I see that happening again. From a league-wide perspective, again, going back to 2017, if we look at teams that play each other in back-to-back games, if the favorite lost that first matchup and is favored again, those games typically go under 88-54-4 to the under. That's about a 62% rate hitting the under since 2017. That's pointing to, basically taking the under tonight, 231.5.
Under.
I think it's come down from the open as well, if I'm not mistaken. Or it could have went up and then came back down. So, to me, I like the under in this game.
Yeah, I think it was 236, 236.5 a couple of nights ago. Now it's, I saw it at 232.5 this morning, dropped to 231.5, and that's kind of where it's hovering now. But Thunder and the Clippers here tonight, consensus and an upcoming best bet on this game here appears to be towards the under. Speaking of best bets, let's see if we can get to these here, guys. Let's see what we got tonight. All right. right. We'll start with Andy since he passed over and threw us a curveball by going to Charlotte, which nobody even knew was still playing in the league. But we'll give Andy his 60 seconds, and he's going to break this game down for us and tell us, Andy, what is the best bet in this game here tonight?
Well, like we said, we have this is going for number 7 in a row win in the NBA. So let's have everybody join in the fun. We got a 5% UFC play that is still up. That is for this Saturday. We got a lot of really good events in UFC. So make sure you check out myself and Ronald. Ronald, I have put in the message, and the higher ups are hard at work for the Andy Lang, Ronald Cabang UFC special. So look forward to that right now. All right, let's get to the best bet. Let's get to the best bet today's game. Let's take a look at Jalen Williams over 9.5 assists and rebounds. Joe, say it with me. If it ain't broke, don't fix it. He has cleared 9.5. He's cleared 9.5 in his last 5 games and 9 of his last 10. He's turned it on in March. He's averaging 6.8 rebounds, 4.7 assists. That's 11.5 rebounds and assist average. The Clippers allow an average of 10 rebounds and 4 assists per game to opposing power forwards. No Paul George. Look for a fast-paced game. Plenty of opportunities to cash number 7 in a row.
Boom! Getting her done here, Andy. Outstanding there. Talk to us, Mr. Cabang. Which game and what is your best bet going to be on here tonight? Is this the part where I start lip syncing in sync, or how does this work?
Sorry about that. Pelicans first half is the play, guys. Pelicans first half is the play. Pelicans, I like their first half here because the Hornets, for the most part, is a fade in that first half. For the most part, on the road, especially on the first leg of back-to-back games, 1-7 straight up, 2-6 against the spread. But if you look at that first half margin there, it's minus 8.6 in that first half margin. If you look at them as road dogs as well, they struggle in the first half, minus 6.8 first half margin there. Pelicans as favorites versus teams on the first leg of back-to-back games. They take advantage of that spot there versus teams who have to load manage their starters for the most part. Plus 8.1 in the first half, but then end up losing in the second half. So I'm pointing towards the Pelicans first half here. It is minus 5. I think they win about by 8 points by the halftime. That's the best bet.
All right, I like it. Pelicans getting it done early in there, putting them to bed here tonight. And Ralph, one more time, just to reiterate, you do have a package up at wagertalk.com. Tell us about that again and just reiterate that best bet for us.
Well, best bet again, an actual client release is the Clippers and OKC under the total. Joe, I'm going to be joining you on WagerTac last call. And while this is an NBA show, I've got some interesting March Madness Sweet 16 TNA. I stole this from my son. If you go to Sports Memo, go to Jeff JM Sports page, you could download a 2-page PDF. I'll give you one teaser here, Joe, with some more trends that we'll be talking about in last call in a few hours. When both teams covered if a team covered round one and round two games by 11 plus points, so they had back-to-back easy games, those teams like UConn and Princeton have gone 16-2-1, 88.9% against the spread. More TNA like that with Joe and me on last Wager Talk last call in a couple hours.
Love that. I know Robert's gonna he's gonna be looking for some of that TNA on how Houston is just gonna run over Miami, but he may not get there. Let's talk about it though one more time here at the 4-game NBA slate. OKC and the Clippers under, Ralph just told you, 231.5 is his best bet for the show, while Andy's going, hey, if it ain't broke, maybe that was an NSYNC song. If it ain't broke, don't fix it, damn it. And you've got Jalen Williams over to 9.5 rebounds and assists, while Mr. Cabang says, listen, nobody wants to watch an entire game of New Orleans and Charlotte. Good Lord, no. So this way, just bet the first half and you don't have to worry about it. Cash the ticket with New Orleans in the first half, laying the 5, getting it done here tonight. And don't forget, head over to wagertalk.com. Andy told you he is on a roll right now. You also got Ralph Michaels, that package of plays available over at sportsmemo.com. Mr. Ronald Cabang, visit his page there and make sure you check him out during the week on Triple Double. Another great NBA show there on Sports Memo TV. So a lot of great content, a lot of great plays, guys, and a lot of tickets to cash over the next couple of days here. So it pays to partner up here with our friends over at wagertalk.com and sportsmemo.com. All right, like Ralph said, coming up 6 p.m. Eastern time here, we'll have another round of Last Call. It'll give you guys an opportunity to ask specific questions about any of the upcoming NBA games, any of the, of course, the Sweet 16 games coming up here tonight before the 6:30 tip, I believe, is the first game. And full slate of NHL action here tonight. I believe Carmine will join us there. So we've got you covered. No reason not to make it a profitable Thursday here, guys. So make plans. Come back in about an hour or so and join us here on Wager Talk. Until then, on behalf of Ralph, Andy, and Ronald Cabang, we appreciate the time, guys. Listen, best of luck with all the plays here tonight. We'll talk to you again tomorrow. Good luck.
Play ball. Hot off the press, handicappers from Wager Talk, Sports Memo, and the Gold Sheet have collaborated on the 2023 Wager Talk Media MLB Betting Guide. From World Series odds to regular season win totals and everything in between, this year's betting guide features previews on all 30 teams, all six divisions, and season-long awards like the Cy Young, MVP, and Rookie of the Year. Each preview contains key roster acquisitions and departures to help you get up to speed before opening day. Visit wt.buzz/MLB23 to download your free guide, and we'll see you in the batter's box.